Yeah, it was a smaller yarding, but the restockers were out in good numbers today, and as a consequence, we had a record price reach today for the cows and calves. It was $1,880 a unit. They were calves sold by Landmark, and they were younger cows, though. We normally don't get such young cows here at the sale yard, but they were younger type of cows, Angus cross types, with very good calves at foot, and they attracted a lot of attention from the restockers.
So where are they going? Where are these restockers?
They're heading off local, just up to Injune, where they've had good rainfall across that region. So they'll be trucked up there today.
So, Marty, is this a sign? It's rain, people want to keep their cattle, they don't want to sell them at the moment.
Well, I think it is a combination of being able to move cattle has been difficult due to the rain. Also, the short supply of cattle has been a continuing trend that we've seen throughout the start of the year into the Roma sale yards and really around the south west Queensland area.
What's driving that, Marty?
There's been a rather large sell-off. We've had good numbers of cattle coming through Roma sale yards. Last year was a record numbers in terms of year-on-year. The previous year before that was also very high numbers. And, of course, with the high dollar value that's been achieved for cattle over the past 12 months or so, it's attracted a lot of buyers to the market, and simply I think a lot of cattle have been sold down due to the reason of good prices, and also we have just come out of quite a dry period where some areas are still quite dry, but rainfall in some other areas.
So Marty, it's cheers all round at the Roma sale yards, a terrific record for cows and calves.
It certainly was, and I think at the moment expectations are that these solid prices for cow and calf types are expected to continue at least in the near future.